Life is hard. This show, The Southern Style Medium, is all about understanding your life struggles, why they happen, and how to fix them. Get ready to be enlightened with life tools and free readings each week by renowned psychic medium, life coach, and motivational speaker, Sharon Pugh, fondly known as the Southern Style Medium for her warm, humorous, and tell-it-like-it-is approach. And now your host, Sharon Pugh.
Hi, welcome there to the Southern Style Medium radio show on Om Times. I am your host, Sharon Pugh. I'm a psychic, a medium, a life coach, and everything else in between. Today, welcome, is my first show. And so I want to help you get to know me a little bit better before I start taking your calls for reading, which, by the way, I will do every week. So let's get started. So first, I'm a tested psychic medium. I'm a remote viewer, animal communicator, energy coach. No, I'm not done yet. Life coach, psychic investigator, paranormal expert, and psychic real estate expert. Woo! I certainly wear a lot of hats, don't I? I'm going to go back. Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold, so I may sound a little bit nasally today. But I kind of want to start with the fact that I'm tested, which means I was literally tested 3 times by a well-known psychic group called Shea Parker's Best American Psychics. And they were brutal about their standards, and they should be, you know, and I'll admit I was nervous as all get out, but, you know, I just released it to the universe and treated each test reading as I would another client. And I still stand by being tested. And, you know, and I always say, when you're looking for an intuitive or medium, please, above all, please make sure that they have been tested or at least have a great reputation. All right, so a little bit more about me. I was born a psychic medium. I don't know any different. And all I want to do, I just want to help and enlighten you with this show in any way that I can. And whether it's through giving you a different way to look at things or taking your calls for readings, I feel so incredibly blessed to have this platform to serve spirit. And just a little bit about what a psychic, a medium, animal communicator is. I know all of you listeners out there, you know what a psychic is, you know what a medium is, an animal communicator. So let me touch on a little bit what a remote viewer is, because I get this question a lot when I do readings and I say I'm remote viewing. I get this, what is that? And okay, so let's say I'm working on, you know, a cold case crime that's gone really, really, really cold. I basically use all the information, you know, that I've gathered from law enforcement, police, GBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigations, and other experts. Then I take that evidence into meditation where I would say energetically go back to the scene of the crime. And I use my third eye, which is your third eye chakra located at your brow. And I look around and open up all my senses, and we're talking about sight, smell, touch, hearing, to get a completely different perspective on the case. And a case just came to mind that I worked on that'll give you a little bit better understanding of how I remote view. And this was a case that I worked on. It was in LA, Los Angeles. And a woman had moved from another state. I don't remember where that state was at. But she moved to Los Angeles to chase her dreams of stardom. She wanted to be an actress. And she had just gotten out of this bad marriage, which ended up in a divorce. So she wanted a fresh, you know, start in life. I mean, we're all entitled to a fresh start, right? And you know, sadly, she was, you know, ultimately, she was found deceased in an old abandoned drug building. And I just, off of my recollection, in memory, I remember it being a drug building. But police ended up ruling it as a prostitute deal gone bad. But when I astral projected, which means leaving my physical body, going to that location, and using my third eye and all the senses that I mentioned earlier, I saw her. And I noticed her clothes were too big. And I'm like, why would her clothes be too big? That didn't make any sense at all. And I asked the family, I said, please go get her clothes. And I said, check the size of her clothes. There's something about her clothes. My attention was just drawn on the fact that her clothes were too big. And sure enough, they were two sizes too big for her. And to make a long story short, won't go into the whole entire case, but the case was eventually reopened, and it was linked back to the girlfriend of the woman's ex-husband. And because of that, the case was open. But, I have no idea whatever happened to this case, but, like most cases, I give what I get, and then I have to move on to the next one because, I myself, as an empath, I can get so attached to those that have been brutally victimized. And I want to help them further, but there's a point where I'm just a tool and I have to give what I get to the people that can, take the rest of the case, catch the person. And, nine times out of 10, I don't hear anything else about these cases. Let's see. The other topic that I wanted to touch on real quickly that I mentioned and, what I do is psychic real estate. And this is something that I'm so excited about. In a nutshell, it's everything energy, our households and energy. And the architecture, the way that a home is built, that its shape, and I'll be talking about a third eye window in a later show, the building materials, what the house home is made of. Believe it or not, what this home is made of can affect and maintain or retain energy, both good and negative. The land history. What is the history of that land? What was there before? And numerology. I'm not a numerologist, so don't call me and ask me to do a numerology reading, but the address, the physical address of your home has a meaning. And lastly, the paranormal side of it is, was there paranormal activity there before? Is there, paranormal activity there now? If so, why? So all of these are kind of incorporated into the buying, selling, remaking of your home. And this is so you can have peace and happiness where you live. And since it's the peak time, to think about buying and selling a house, I am going to be dedicating, a lot of shows that are going to be coming up here soon to psychic real estate. And even remember, if you plan to stay in your home, you will not want to miss out because I can assure you that whatever that I'm teaching with the Psychic Real Estate series will benefit you and your family in so many ways. And let's see. All right, I was a little bit hesitant, of maybe talking about this, but it just came to mind, so I'm taking it as spirit wants me to talk about this. But what is the day in life of the Southern style medium? I've got that Southern twang, I have a Southern accent, but I live in Atlanta, Georgia, on a 6-acre horse farm, and I named it Divine Meadows Equestrian. And the reason why I named it Divine Meadows was because I had, the divine strength and patience to have 123 oaks. And I'm not talking small oaks, I'm talking enormous oak trees removed. And in that place appeared these green meadows. Yes, we had to have it graded and seeded, and grass grows, and my animals eat the grass down, and then we have to reseed. But, my morning starts with 7 a.m. I am zooming out to the barn. I feed one big horse, one mini horse, and two goats. And I'm gonna tell you their names because they can't get much more southern than this. My big guy, he's a Morgan. His name is Macadoodle. My mini horse is Daisy Dutes. And my two goats, one is Eddie and one is Crash. No, I didn't name Daisy Dutes. I didn't name Eddie and I didn't name Crash. They were grandfathered into the farm when we moved here. And there were so many offers on this farm, we didn't think we were going to get it. And I prayed and I said, God, I know that this is the farm for us. I want to be here. And it came down to it, the husband and the wife wanted to know that the animals would be taken care of and they would have a good home. And that's how we got it. I promised to take good care of them. And MacDoodle, Daisy Dutes, Eddie, and Crash, they're like a team. I mutt the stalls, which is a glorified term for cleaning out dirty horse bedding. Then I have a morning cup of coffee on my front porch in my rocking chair, before working with clients for the rest of my day. So that's the little story behind why I'm calling the show the Southern Style Medium, because I am what I do, and I do what I am. I am Southern, and I do Southern. So each week, I'm going to talk a little bit about topics that will hopefully make you think. So that's the whole reason for doing this show, because I stay pretty booked. But I wanted to do something outside of the norm where I was reaching more people and helping you, making you think, giving you tools. And so just another topic again came to mind was borrowed souls. And this is going to be something I'll be talking about in the future. But who are borrowed souls? How do they affect our life? Cool, right? So what, look kind of what my path as a spiritual advisor means to me is taking those everyday challenges and giving you another way to look at it. I mean, everybody is different, and by different, I mean you have your own soul contract, and in that comes your life path, your soul group, physical and spiritual challenges. When I give you that insight and tools to fix the problem, are you going to make the effort? Because I can answer your psychic questions. I can connect you to loved ones. But if I don't give you tools to use when I'm not working with you, then nothing in your life is ever going to change. So this is why I will take your calls every week, because after all, this show is about helping you. And for those of you that are listening and don't want to call in, I promise you that in some way, fashion, or form, you'll be able to relate to a caller and say, "That is so me." I've got a warm and giving heart, and I'm not saying that people besides the South don't have big warm hearts, because I deal with people all over the world that have big warm hearts, but I am a tell it like it is psychic medium. I'm never going to judge you. So if you call in and you want to pour your heart out, I will not judge you. Because everything, and I mean everything, I give you comes from spirit. And with that, I believe we have a caller in the queue, and I want to take this caller first because he's a great psychic medium. And I did radio for him for a while. And so I wanted to bring him on and let you get a little bit of insight as to our experience of doing radio together. And we've got a funny story to share with you. So let me go ahead and take the call from Matthew Brandau.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, sweetie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing just great. I loved listening to what you had to say. It sounded very fascinating. I'm looking forward to seeing what people might respond to when it comes to your paranormal stuff with the real estate. That sounds very modern, new, exciting, and hopefully something that really takes a foundation. That sounds great.
I think so. And I'm one that is helping pioneer this way of doing real estate. And, you know, I don't do real estate the way that a realtor would do real estate. This is all about everything that a realtor does, Matthew. I'm not going to do it that way. So it truly is about the spiritual energy side, you know, of doing it. And, I brought you on because I wanted you to, I'm going to try not to laugh, but I wanted you to share a little bit about what doing radio with me was like.
Well, thankfully, the doctor and the psychologist said I'm slowly recovering.
Because I'm a tell it like it is, or I'm just a ball of fire? Okay, we are going to go to break for just a few minutes, Matthew. So I want you to hold on, and I'll be back with you shortly.
Okay.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Okay, we are back, and I have Matthew Brandau on the line, but first I want to remind listeners, please call into the phone lines, because shortly I'm going to be taking your calls for psychic and mediumship readings. So please feel free to call in, and I will be queued and take your call. Matthew, are you there?
No, I'm on vacation in Hawaii right now. Volcano. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
I'll be right there. I was just thinking of Hawaii a little while ago. I know that we have that, you know, volcano going on, and you know, this is going to sound bizarre, but we watch Wheel of Fortune, and all week they were giving away Hawaii vacation trips, And I was thinking, oh my gosh, these people, you know, are going to go right at the time that these volcanoes are going to be erupting. I'm like, poor people, they have no idea. They probably pre-taped it like months ago, and they have no idea that they're going to be going to a place where the volcano is just like spewing lava and ash and sulfur dioxide. And
okay.
So, cool. Okay, let's get back to, I know you're already cracking up. So when we did radio, you know, I kind of shared a little bit about what doing radio means to me, you know, what I want people to get out of it. What does it mean to you?
What does radio mean to me? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah. Just when we did radio, kind of what was your...
Oh, okay. Radio has a huge history of its own, and most people have a small idea of what radio is all about. But for me, it's actually not trying to share the public with the world with one particular individual or pushing whatever it is that somebody's trying to push for an advertisement. The idea for radio actually with me was very specific. I wanted people to realize that the underlying secret world that we consider to be taboo, which is psychic medium spirituality, is actually becoming very much in the forefront of technology. And I wanted people to realize when they hear about mediumship and psychic abilities from people, it is no longer something that they talk about under the, I don't know, in secret. They no longer talk behind people's backs. It actually brings it to the forefront. People actually realize, oh my God, I'm talking to a real life Sharon Pugh psychic medium who's from the South. And in those particular cases, they can look at that person with pride and with the acceptance that there is something real in this person. And that's what, to me, radio is all about, bringing out the reality of some things that before were not really accepted. And this is one of the best ways to do it besides going on TV, but TV has been completely changed into something quite terrible. So I'm very thankful that you can go on to OM Times Radio and actually do what you're doing right now, and hopefully this will turn out to be an exciting adventure that will bring lots of people in and get a real taste of what you're really all about and how the future of these people can be affected in a positive way by what you bring to the table.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I've always told you, whenever we did radio shows, we would go back and forth with you really pegged that reader. No, you really pegged that reader. And we wouldn't kind of step back and go, okay, all right, I'm making a connection. It was, no, you did better than me. No, you did better than me. And there's one story that comes to mind. And are you reading my mind? Okay. Then do you want to share that?
What happened was, Sharon and I were doing a radio show on another platform, which is nothing. It's a zero compared to what OM Times radio show is, completely a zero. If you're measuring it on 0 to 100, there's zero, OM Times 100. Then you have everything in between. Anyways, so what happened was we took this one particular caller, nice lady. She had a reading. We did a lot of information for her, and she was very happy. And I said to her, would you like to listen to the rest of the show on hold, like everybody else, whoever has decided to wait and listen to the rest of it, or give them the option to just hang up. She decided to stay on the radio show and just listen. So actually, I offered that, and then Sharon, who was actually in charge of the technical part behind it, pressing the buttons, making the mechanical part of the whole radio show work, she was supposed to click on the correct link, which says mute. Well, didn't quite work that way. here's the catch. We didn't know that there was a problem until about 10 to 15 minutes later, and we already had a third person, another person we're reading on the radio. And this is the fun part. While we're talking to this person, giving them a reading, we start to hear this very strange whispering sound. And the two of them said, is that a ghost? Now, me and my scientific mind were like, I don't think we're going to hear a ghost on a radio show platform. That doesn't make any sense to me. But I was listening to it, like, but it sure sounds like something weird. So then I started really focusing in while the other two were chit-chatting back and forth going, what is it? And I realized it was somebody snoring. They were actually snoring.
It was. It was. And, you know, I'm the one that asked, you know, is this a ghost? And as soon as you said, Sharon, no, I think it's somebody snoring, we both started laughing. And so it's like there's this hazing that goes with doing radio, because you're going to have really, really great shows that go off without a hitch. And the first time that I'm working the switchboard, and as I tell most people, when I'm doing, especially when I'm doing mediumship, I can't multitask because I'm working in a multiple realms. So trying to work electronics and do a mediumship reading isn't going to work. And so that was on me that I didn't hang up the call. And I had always wanted to reach out to this caller and go, you know, I'm so sorry, you know, that, you know, we left you on the line. And I think that she was listening. I don't think we bored her. I don't think it was boring at all. I think she just fell asleep. And, you know, and when you're laughing.
I know.
And it's like, what can, we're in the middle of a show, you know, we're laughing. I don't know how to hang up on her. And as troopers, you know, Trooper Matthew, Trooper Sharon, we just keep going. And, you know, we're going to get through the show with the snoring in the background. And so thank
you. It was that we had the other lady on there.
I know. I know.
Oh,
so it's
that was a classic. Oh my God, that should be a blooper on the YouTube someplace.
It should. It's on there somewhere. If you want to pull up, you know, Matthew Brandau and Sharon Pugh, radio. It's on there. I'll have to pull it up and post it on my Facebook page because it's priceless. But
speaking of which, by the way, are you allowed to give your website and everything on here or not?
Oh my gosh. See why I brought you on? Yes. If you would like to book a reading with me, absolutely go to Sharon Pugh, Sharon Pugh, Pugh.com. And I also do instant readings, which are pay by the minute. So you are in control of how much you want to spend, and you can find me on the instant reading site at Best American Psychics and Bob Olson Best Psychic Directory. So you can either book through my website or do the instant reading. And if you get a chance, find me on Facebook at SharonPugh.com. You can also find my radio show link on ohmtimesradio.com. I'm going to be a little bit more active on Twitter. I'm going to be doing some Instagram. So there's going to be more ways that you can find me. But if I get booked up, I do make time to do those instant readings. So find me at Best American Psychic and Best Psychic Directory.
Can I say something you just said, but in my own way?
Absolutely.
All right. Are you ready? Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Sharon Pugh. Sharon Pugh is a medium psychic. What I'd like you to do is get your pen and paper ready. You have 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, with your pen and paper ready and your third eye in contact, I want you to go ahead and write this down or memorize it as quickly as possible. Sharon Pugh, last name Pugh.com. Go ahead and look her up on the website through Google. If you just type in Sharon Pugh, you'll find her. But make sure you type in Sharon Pugh Psychic. There are a few other Sharon Pughs out there anyways. Then what you're going to do is contact her through Click for Advisor, which is instant readings, and you get charged per minute using your credit card. Or go to her direct website and book a solid reading for an hour, half an hour, or whatever you decide to break it up into for segments. But remember, type in Sharon Pugh, psychic medium, and welcome to her world, and you'll get a fantastic reading. How was that, Sharon?
That was amazing. I'm speechless. My jaw's on the ground. This is why I do radio with you. This is why I bring you on. Because you were just, you were fascinating. And I want to have promised me that you will come back on for future shows because you've got a lot going on. And I want people to hear about what is going on in your world. And mm-hmm. I'd love to talk about this book that you have going on.
And, oh, my God. I didn't expect you to bring that up. Wow. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, listeners, you can find Matthew Brandau, and I am so embarrassed because is it MatthewBrandau.com?
Yeah. No. Psychic Matthew or MediumMatthew.com. If they go to Medium, if they go to Matthew Brandau, they're going to find my book, but they won't find the psychic stuff.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. You're on a best psychic directory for instant reading as well.
Yes, I am. But they'd have to type in best psychic directory, Matthew Brandau.
Okay.
If they type in myname.com, then they get something completely different. I'm an author,
okay.
Writing, not published, and I'm also what you do as well. But this show is not about me, Sharon. It is about you. So let's not.
Well, I just, I wanted.
About you.
I wanted to put that out there because I'm just so grateful that you came on and, you know, shared a little bit about our history of doing radio and mm-hmm. all of those. Aw, thank you. Those so sweet things that you just said and taking time out of your day to come on. So I am going I'm going to take a call from Lily in Georgia. But you promised me that you will come back on future radio shows with me.
Hello?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. It cut out there
okay.
for a second. That was weird.
Okay. All right. That's the energy. That's going to happen from now and then. But thank you, Matthew, and we
You're
will
welcome.
Talk soon.
My pleasure.
Okay, all right. Bye, care. Sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take a call from a Lily in Georgia.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing okay. I'm driving, so I'm going to put you on speakerphone. I hope that if it sounds too bad, I'll take it off. Okay?
Okay. No, I can hear you fine.
Okay,
so
good.
What's your question?
I have a question about my moving this year. If I'm going to move anytime, let's say in the next 12 to 16 months.
Okay. All right. Immediately I get that you're questioning the sale of your house. You're hesitating
right.
on putting your house on the market to sell because you don't think that it will sell right away. So you're afraid of sitting on that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's more my husband's feeling than mine, but sure. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay. All right. Well, as you know, you probably heard in the very beginning, I'm going to be talking about psychic, spiritual, real estate. And part of that series is designing, you know, tools and programs that energetically help your house sell. And I'm getting a message. Don't worry about changing things in your home before you sell mm-hmm. it. That the intent is to just, you know, just sell it. So mm-hmm. I don't want to see you put an enormous amount of effort into making all of these changes that I feel in the end you're not going to get back.
Right. Okay.
So is this on your husband's part or is this on your part?
Mostly him. He feels like we should redo the whole house and put a bunch of money into it. And I just don't think that's necessary. I'm afraid we won't recoup what we, if we put a lot of money into it, we won't recoup it. That's
okay.
My concern.
You're absolutely right. And there's, I get a more open space when I do see you in a home, and I would be happy to work with you one-on-one with taking that space, you know, bypassing all of the things that your husband wants to do in order to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see it, that it's in a great location. It's easy mm-hmm. access to a lot of things, shopping. I get entertainment. And so all of these things that he feels that he needs to do, he really doesn't. And it's more of, and I know this is going to sound woo-woo, but there's mm-hmm. you know, crystals and stones, and there's placement of furniture and simple paint colors that energetically will move a home. And I'm hearing that because it's in the location that it's in, you know, you really don't need to worry about making all of these changes. And where I see you moving is like an open space. Like if I walk outside of this home, there is like lots of land, not lots
Good.
Of land, but it's more open. So are you looking to mm-hmm. move to someplace that has land, or are you looking to move to another neighborhood?
Yeah, I'd like to get further out and have land, because I have a horse and I'd like to have him at my home. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. And that's what he's looking for, too. He's, you know, probably a couple of years away from retirement. So we'd like to get further away from the city.
Okay. All right. Lily, please stay on the line. I'm not done with you. We're going to break. I'll be right back.
Okay. Thank you.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay. All right. We are back with the Southern Style Medium. I am your radio show host, Sharon Pugh. And I have a Lily from Georgia still on the line. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I wanted you to stay, you know, during commercial break, because as you probably read with my bio, I am a psychic, and what I did just now was a psychic reading, but I'm also a medium. So do you mind if there is a loved one that comes in that?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm getting a, and I hope this makes sense to you, but I'm getting a woman with a very rosy, happy face. She was very happy all the time. She was not a thin woman. She went into the hospital for some sort of procedure. Does this make sense? If it doesn't?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. There were complications around this procedure that she had. I'm seeing her laying in a hospital bed, and then there being a decision to turn off machines, or what does this mean to you?
Yeah, that was my mother.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's her.
Okay.
She went into the hospital or to the doctor, actually, for a colonoscopy, and they perforated her colon and her small intestine. So she had two perforations, and she had to have emergency surgery, and then she never could get off of the respirator.
Okay, I am so sorry. I was seeing something going into what looked like the leg to me. Yes, I'm a medium, but I don't see everything the way that it ends up actually being. I'm just seeing like something going in, and it's like she comes through and she has a piece of luggage with her, almost as saying that she had a passion, or if she had the chance and the time, she would have traveled a lot more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She
probably would have.
Okay, because she says there's a lot of, that she carried a lot of pain from an earlier experience, and she said that it kept her limited in things that she wanted to do, but she found joy in seeing you experience things, and she was always your cheerleader and comes through. Why is she showing me pearls?
Well, maybe when I was a child, when I was about four, my grandmother gave me a necklace that was an Adapearl necklace. That might be it. Yeah, that might be it.
Okay.
Might be too that when she passed, I got her pearls. So either one of those.
That's it. That's that. When she passed, you got her pearls, and she just wants you to know that she's grateful for that. And she wants you, she says, please, live your dreams, strive for what you want to do. That she says 2018 is going to be a transitional year for you, where you don't make the transitions, but you set everything up to make the transitions, kind of like this. You want your house to sell, and this is the way that you're going to do it, but it's not going to end up that way. You're actually going to make it simple. She says, simplify. And she said, you're going to get what you want. It's almost like a lime green or a pea green case of some sort that she has in her hands. And we don't literally have a physical body on the other side, but they create physical bodies, so I'll understand who they are. But it's like a lime green case, and if that doesn't make sense to you right now, I really feel that it will, because it has a clicking sound. It has a black handle on it. So when you get a moment, see if that means something to you.
Okay.
And there's a story, almost like a story and meanings and emotions that's going to come from that. All right?
Okay. Wow. Okay. Now I'm curious, but it'll probably come to me eventually.
Okay. I hope so. Reach out to me, you know, by email, or let me know that it does mean something. I typically don't get something like that unless it means something. But I want to thank you so much for calling in, and I'm going to get to the next caller.
Great. Thank you so much, Sharon.
All right.
I enjoyed
you're
it.
Welcome. You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay. Thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, we have a Dana from New Jersey. Dana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, today is my first show, so it's,
oh,
I was trying to create.
I'm glad I caught it.
I'm glad you did too. Can you get a little bit closer to the phone? I'm having just a tad trouble hearing you.
Is this better?
That's much better. All right, what's your question?
I'm going through a lot of career development, and I've been focusing there for quite a while, several months now. Just curious to know psychically, you know, things about my career path.
Okay. All right. And you spell your name D-A-N-A, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You are energetically, you're an 11 inside of an 11 year. 2018 is an 11 year, and that is an angel number year. And it's depending on who you are, it's a great year for things to happen. Like the previous caller, you know, things weren't going to happen this year, but she was going to get her ducks in a row and make things happen. With you, I get movement. You got to move. You got to make those changes. And do you understand why I'm seeing self-employed? Do you have goals to be self-employed?
Yeah, really self-employment goal.
Okay, I'm sorry. Say that again.
There is a self-employment goal.
Okay, so you do have those goals to be self-employed.
Correct.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you for that. Yes, it's, and I'm also hearing and I'm seeing and sensing that, you know, last year there was a hopelessness, like nothing was going to happen for you. Does that mean anything?
I mean, I didn't go as far as it was hopeless. I just felt a lot more stuck in the past than I have been in the past, say, I don't know, maybe like the past year has been better. Like there has been a lot of movement.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I, you know, with that goal, I'm getting that with your career, your goal is employment, and I get a combination of computer and services, like a service kind of industry. And this may not even be what it is that you want to do, but I get that you want to provide a service of some sort, and I get a lot of creativity around you. Does this mean anything to you?
Yeah, creativity and services, yes.
Ah, okay. All right. I love it when that validation happens and I'm hearing the message.
They could go into that category. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You've got to start right now. I mean, Dana, the time is yesterday for you to start putting together, and I hear if you build it, it will come. You have the experience, you have the creativity, and I'm seeing by November, which I know November seems like a long ways away, but it's not, when I see you putting all of this together and creating the website and putting it out there, and I'm seeing social media pages, and I'm seeing that it spreads by word of mouth. I'm seeing an 800 telephone number, and I don't see you moving. I'm not seeing you make a physical move, so maybe I'm being told to give you this message so it doesn't stress you out if you're wanting to make a move. So does the not moving part of it kind of relieve you?
Like I'm not moving, like where I live, or just to clarify.
I don't see you moving from where you are. I'm seeing that you're going to stay in the location that you are now, and you are in New Jersey, correct?
Yes. Oh, okay. Correct. I am staying in that location.
Yes. With a lot of times when I work with clients and they're in the process of making that big career change, you know, with that comes moving. And with you, I don't. I see you actually, you know, building out into the states around you. And I am horrible with geography. But I see New York, I see Pennsylvania, I see Ohio. So not only do I see New Jersey, but I see you outreaching to states around you to build your business. And do you have a sister?
No.
Okay. I'm getting a sisterhood kind of energy, someone that is going to help you with this, that at some point you're going to bring in.
Okay.
So if this has not manifested already, that's okay. It's not supposed to. It will at some point. There's going to be a female that you've got a very strong relationship with that's going to really help launch this. May I ask what the service business is?
It's actually a holistic nursing, yoga for children, meditation, movement, and mindfulness program.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, absolutely. You're what I call a mission doer. And you provide, you know, to everyone else's highest good. And especially if you're working with children's and families, it's going to make it that much easier to obtain your goal and get to where you want to go and do what you want to do. So I see it. I think that's maybe the reason why I see it expanding out. And
that's so reassuring, because a lot of work has been going into, you know, the credentialing process. And it's just, you know, sometimes when you're working so hard on something, you want to know that there's a fruit inside the labor ahead.
Very, very much so. And so just know that you're exactly where you are supposed to be. But I get a little bit of hurry up, and don't try and correct too many things. Take the foundation of this metaphysical work, yoga, all of these different things that you want to do with the business, and run with it. And they're just saying, again, if you build the platform, it will happen. And this other female that I see coming in is going to come in on your own time when you're ready.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Bye-bye, Dana. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. You know, on this first show, one of the things I wanted to do is get to know me a little bit better. You know, I've introduced myself. I've taken a couple calls where I've made connections so you guys can kind of see how I work. So I wanted, you know, to hopefully share a quick story about, you know, another way my mediumship has helped. You know, has helped a family. And I was at an event and I was the medium, And there was a mom and dad there that was sitting in the corner, and the dad just looked like he was hopeless. And so I got around to them and I looked at him and I said, "You're not living. You know, you're not wanting to live life." And come to pass, their son had died. And I hate to use the word die because there's no such thing as death, but he passed away in a motorcycle accident. And they were desperate for some sort of answer and validation as to whether or not their son was okay. And their son came through and told me that he was wearing a yellow motorcycle helmet. And I will finish this story next week. I'm going to hold that thought because we have come to the end of the show and it has gone by so fast. Thank you so much. Great show. Thank you, everybody. Have a good week. Bye-bye.